of the most memorable nights that you've been watching Argyle, Gordon?
Indeed, and typical Argyle fans, they're walking off now, going back to the stands and their exits, all a very orderly fashion, and you've got to hold your hands up to the way that Argyle supporters have behaved tonight, because it could have been a situation that was uncontrolled, but the stewards were very calm, the Argyle players came out and milked the applause, and the Argyle fans, impeccable to the end tonight, now making their way slowly off the pitch, and that has to be applauded. But you look at the game earlier on, Argyle were certainly meeting their match against Dell, who took the lead in this game. But when they got the equaliser, you could see from the amount of possession there was only to be one team in it, and at last Argyle supporters could look forward to being back in Division 2. And wins it to Adams, trying to get a 1-2 with Friel. Friel gave Adams no chance, and when Rochdale pick it up again with Paul Simpson. Runners on, shot, and it's in, and it dipped late, and it went over Larrier, and dipped very late indeed. But you have to say that was an extraordinary shot, left footed, to give Rochdale the lead. It's 13 yards outside the penalty area. Left-hand side is Wadden Lux. Here he comes. Four-man more. He drills it through the ball. Keeper can't hold it. Moreno gets it there with the equaliser. Plymouth Argyle are back all square. Moreno Keith, 90 seconds after coming on. It's Rochdale 1. Plymouth Argyle 1. Wadden with the corner then for the Pilgrims. 10 minutes to go. High one towards the back post. Coughlin. No! Graham Coughlin's done it! Plymouth Argyle are in the lead! Division 2, here we come! The defenders left it! Coughlin on the far post! And the Pilgrims have a step in Division 2! It's Rochdale 1, Argyle 2!
That's whether it coming out, wins the ball. Friel into the area, a chance for the third, tries to set up. Lee Hodges, defender misses it! That will do it! Has put Argyle into Division 2 with the third goal. Paul Sturrock is looking up and smiles. He clenches his fist towards us. Lee Hodges has put Argyle 3-1 ahead. Open those bottles.
The referee is indicating to the official on the far side. He's just about to blow to confirm Plymouth Argyle are in Division 2. The full-time whistle's gone. Paul Sturrock hugged Kevin Summerfield and Jeff Hutchinson with a broad smile on his face. Not often you see the manager smile. He is at the moment. It's not fair with Paul Maxwell and Steve Adams on the field. Pilgrim pizza, a hug for the chairman from the manager, together with the vice chairman Peter Jones. Nationwide league officials go out towards the centre circle. Some Argyle players have come onto the pitch as Rochdale's playing staff go on with their heads down and enforce the defeat as far as they're concerned, because they still have an interest in promotion. And now a swarm of Argyle fans coming onto this pitch, and the state of the pitch, they'll probably make it flatter than it was before. And it is a total scene of celebration. One that's quieted down now here at Spotland. The Argyle players are celebrating in the dressing room the fact that they are back in Division 2.